Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper or Game Master, as known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons, and we all use he, him pronouns, and the Vonses are both just dealing with itchy sweaters right now. The fur actually makes it worse.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns, and Jesse is definitely on the hunt once again for whatever that hot toy is this year.
Oh, God. Now I got to come up with something.
I mean, you don't have to.
Hi, I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. We both use she, her pronouns. And Wealthy is looking for that good, good eggnog.
Fuck yeah.
Tickle me, Bartholomew. That's what it is.
Not tickle me, Gex.
Gex doesn't like being tickled.
No, Gex would prefer not to be observed.
Fair enough. Bartholomew will probably still take a swing at you, but he gets it.
No, Bartholomew just sees you later.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix and Steamboat Willie, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic and the kobold college student slash driver pilot thing. We all use he, him pronouns, and right now, Wit is thinking about how Jingle All the Way would make a really good D&D adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking a moment to picture it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's got like the journey and the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. Helps people find us, makes us feel good about what we do. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well.
Or on IMDb.
Or on IMDb, apparently.
Yeah, somebody needs to go fill in those pages for us.
Whoever it was that put the fucking thing on there.
Oh, it's scraped. It scraped all the pages. The pages are all there. And they're filled in.
How filled in?
Plot? The plot pulled from the RSS?
The little blurb thing. Not.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Alright.
Well, I guess it's a feature and it's weird and not great.
It's fine. I mean, it's all publicly available things.
Whoever puts my actor's profile together, make sure to get my good side.
It doesn't have cast. That's the one thing that I noticed that it doesn't have.
This is our chance. All right.
Please don't put me on the IMDb.
We'll
I'm good.
Stick figure.
We don't have to be accredited. Like, you don't have to have your own page. Like, there's lots of people who are listed as the cast of things that don't. We're not famous enough to have our own pages.
I feel like Vons would want a page of his own. Cool Vons would.
Well, that's excessive. But we'll talk about that later. Right now, it's solstice time, right?
Yes,
right?
There is no recap, so it is time for the solstice episode.
Fuck yeah.
On the last solstice episode.
No recap, only cap.
No.
All right.
Sleeping cap.
Wealthy?
Yep.
Roll a wisdom check for me, please.
You don't want much.
That's right. Just one roll.
Or 14.
Okay, 14 total?
14 total.
All right. Wealthy, you're lost in thought as you are outside. Making a snow person while visiting home.
Oh, God.
Known as the Shire with Bomb Shelters, because I forgot to look the name up before we started.
Yeah, you can't expect me to remember it.
For you have been dragged home for the holidays. However,
oh God,
you also dragged our core cast of Prime Universe characters with you.
Oh.
Because everyone was invited, because your parents care about you very much.
How did I get Jessie away from her family at the holidays?
Maybe Jessie's entire family is there, but conveniently in the background.
My wife saved up her time off at Bjartel's, and we just figured we'd like go and have like, you know, an away from the city holidays.
That's what they call.
It's like some people go on a cruise. Well, this is like a, you know, it's like a destination holiday.
Yeah, which is not an unpopular choice.
Was it her job to take down the Halloween decorations and put up the Christmas decorations? I feel like Bjartel is going to skip straight from Halloween to Christmas.
What's Christmas?
Oh,
it's the solstice. I've never made that mistake during recording on tape.
Christmas is this like weird new holiday that some people around here are starting to celebrate. We don't really like them much. They're weird.
But right now, it's just the solstice. So Wealthy.
Uh-huh.
Going home is super great every single time.
Every single time. Don't know why I moved away.
Your parents have definitely not at their giant holiday party every year, have definitely not always tried to set you up with someone every single year.
Okay, yeah.
But fear not. Your friend May made you a scarf before you left. It is magically warm and wonderful. So, you know, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now the rest of you.
This is important. Is it magically warm and wonderful? Is it a magical item?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's a wizard.
We need to remember it right now because it's going to be the thing that solves the problem at the end of the adventure.
No, that's the gun on the wall.
I don't take notes during these episodes, so that's on someone else.
It's Chekhov's scarf. I got it. No, don't worry.
All right.
At the end, it will shoot somebody.
Yes. The old bullet scarf.
And then look just adorable and say, Captain, please go on.
All right. So, everyone else, you are also spending some time outdoors on this sunny day where the snow is thick on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
What are you all doing as the wide shot goes past all of you to hang out in the snow? What do you like to do?
Jesse is building a fort, like a snow fort.
So wait, there's snow, but there's not a storm?
No.
Sometimes snow stays around post weather event.
Cool. Yeah, we're clearly making snowmen.
And there's a difference between snow and a snow storm.
Right. Yeah. There's snow on the ground.
Yeah, I'm making snow halflings.
So Grix and Steamboat Willie are in hell. because I don't know if you've ever been in a really sunny place that's snowy too. It's doubly bright. It's bright in every direction all at once.
I believe Steamboat Willie canonically has sunglasses.
Yeah, that's true.
Goggles, really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Grix grabbed some welding goggles and then, smoked them.
Yeah. But no, you're correct. Being in a bright, sunny place where there's snow is...
Yeah. It's still probably not great. They're probably, early migraine.
Hungover without the good time before.
Right.
But tonight there will be excellent times.
Yeah.
It's all going to be fun and good.
Because weird shit always happens at the holidays.
Oh, what are they doing? I don't know. Probably snow fort, snowmen. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe Jesse and Grix and Steamboat Willie are building various forts in preparation for a snowball fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Jesse assumes that a snowball fight is going to happen at some point. And
it's highly likely.
Is like, I mean, I need to make a place for the kids to escape.
All right.
But yeah, Wealthy, you're making your snow person. You're not paying too close of attention.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not sure you're really feeling the solstice spirit because it comes with a bunch of weird familial pressures.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
So, make one more wisdom check for me, please.
23.
All right. You tune back into two things right before everyone else calls you over for a snowball fight. One, you didn't make a snow halfling this time.
Okay.
The surprisingly shapely... Snow half elf of some variety.
How? Oh, snowman. Oh, I thought you meant, I was thinking a snow angel to snow. Never mind.
I did at first. Also.
And I was like, how did Wealthy extend arm? Never mind.
Wealthy's very talented.
I've caught up. Brain fuzzy. It's fine.
Actually, I've often wondered, Grix is warm blooded?
That's rude to ask.
Well,
yes, kobolds do not require external sources of heat.
Okay, unlike they're more dragony.
Dragons are also warm blooded.
How are dragons warm blooded?
Because they have fire inside of them.
They live in caves. See,
I assume that was just magic, but
maybe they're magically blooded.
So they can't be magically warm blooded.
I figured the cold bloodedness is why they were so lazy and always laying on their gold. And
that's incredibly rude to your son.
Well, he hasn't been pulling his weight around the brewery.
Cool Vons is going to feel real awkward when he learns about that one.
Yeah.
I could have sworn that Jesse told him.
Yeah, I thought that happened already.
Jesse may have, but other Vons isn't aware of that connection having been made on.
Oh, probably not. No.
Yeah.
So Wealthy. The other thing you notice is that May's scarf, while wondrous, is extremely long on you. Meant to be wrapped around multiple times.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to get in the way of your snowball fighting prowess. So,
but it's going to be
real
cute.
So I put it on the shapely half-elf that I have
Thank you.
So lovingly carved.
Oh, no.
A perfect choice. Now that
oh,
it's
no,
not
no,
all
no, no, no,
scarf.
No,
we were informed about this. You were told it was explicit.
God damn it!
What? How did you not see that? That was like
I did not see it coming until I had said it. I fucking love when Kelly just like takes one step. Feels the trigger of the trap, the narrative trap, and is like, fuck, what did I do? Fuck me!
She After built a trigger.
She literally built it.
After all of us are standing there staring, going, oh, wow, you are just.
Hey, do you need help wrapping this spring and like setting this here?
Yep. No, I'm quite capable of doing it all by myself.
Dance for Ian.
God. Oh, fuck me.
Whatever, it's fine. All right.
The scarf goes on the snowman and nothing happens. Anyway.
Well, you're all turning your attention to the snowball fight. So.
Right.
What are the teams?
The teams?
Just blown right past the fucking Deus Ex halfling. Deus Ex half-elf. I think it's Jesse and her kids versus
everybody else.
Oh, wait, is this a snowball fight?
It is.
Uh-huh. Maybe we'll take one of the maybe we'll take like one of the either.
Oh, whatever. Vons and Vons either are going to go run up to Grix and take shelter in Grix's thing. We're going to host up with him.
Jesse will claim Wealthy then.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's clones versus wealthy.
Reals.
That seems unbalanced.
Now we understand each other.
I think it should be three teams. I think we're going to kick the Vonses out.
Oh, but they have kids on their side.
One of them is like a toddler, right?
Oh,
one
I guess
them is one of them is like literally 2 years old. So, and I feel like I gave my spouses some time to themselves.
Yeah, they still have family and apparently a magical snowman.
Snowman is just sitting there right now.
Right now.
Uh-huh.
We haven't triggered it.
It's out of frame.
Made like a sparkle sound when she put the...
But I was completely oblivious like I was when I put the scarf around it.
Yeah.
Just goddamn.
Because nobody wears top hats around here.
Apparently not.
No.
Apparently not.
There's no beavers, so it's fine.
Oh, God.
So the teams are Jesse and children.
Jesse, children, and wealthy.
Versus
the Grixes and the Vonses.
All right. Everyone roll dexterity checks for your characters. Jesse, give yourself an additional d6 for the well-meaning help of your children.
Oh, God.
Are we rolling two dex checks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah,
I wasn't planning on your clones being here, but they are, so.
25.
I got a 24 plus 4 for my d6, so that's 28 total.
So, original recipe rolled an 11. Okay, so that's 22 for the original recipe, and Cool Vaughn's nat 20.
So, both of the Grixes got a 14, which is almost as bad as they could roll. Almost as bad as one of them could roll.
And then, Wealthy, what'd you get?
I got a 25.
And then I do math, hang tight. Because math is how you make things fun, right? Right.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. Well, you run into the interesting, you guys are having a snowball fight. It is a good time regardless. Cool Vons is a fucking monster on the field. You have never seen someone pack snowballs and whip them so accurately and so completely.
He is a 90s fox.
Cool Vons. Would you hit children with a snowball in a way that would make them cry?
No.
Or would you avoid doing that?
I mean, he would definitely hit them in a way that took their legs out from under them. I don't think he'd want to make them cry.
Okay.
I think the 2-year-old would definitely cry if that happened to them. But the I think like the 5-year-old or so would just think it was fucking hilarious.
Do it again!
Yeah.
Like just like the happy screeches.
I mean, you know your kids.
Yeah.
You have the fun moment where the 5-year-old laughs at it happening to the 2-year-old immediately before it happens to the 5-year-old themselves.
Yes.
And well, Wealthy and Jesse, you're putting up a pretty damn good fight. The Vonzes and the Grixen are winning.
The Grixen.
On Vonzes on Grixen.
I like it. Yeah.
It works.
Uh-huh. And Wealthy, you're cowering behind a fort.
I'm not cowering!
You're standing behind a fort in a brave capacity, packing more snowballs, when there's a crunch in the snow next to you.
Oh, God. I turn my head and look.
You're pretty sure this person's made of snow like 5 minutes ago.
What do they look like?
Well, what's Wealthy's ideal attractive half-elf that is not a specific other character?
Yeah, because although, I mean, I'd be happy to play Aerisine.
Between Amara and Aerisine.
Alara.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I can't even remember her name. What do I know?
I was just expecting this to be some, like, Wealthy deep lore that Kelly established at some point. I had forgotten.
No, I've just gotten used to the ways that everybody doesn't quite remember some people's names.
Fair and valid. So I guess that would mean darker blonde hair, shortcut, very defined muscles. There we go.
Yep.
Defined musculature and wearing nothing but a scarf. Your scarf, in fact.
Nothing.
Except the scarf.
Naked.
Okay, and does she look like she's made of snow, or does she look like
a person? She looks like a full-on person.
Actually, I'm wondering if a person made of snow feels cold and shivers while they're naked.
I meep really, really hard. Meep! Who the hell? What the hell?
Jesse turns around. I'm assuming she gets hit in the head with a snowball. Doesn't flinch.
Yeah.
And is like, oh, hey, are you okay? Do you need... You seem cold.
I don't think she's cold.
Where'd you come from?
Wealthy.
That's my snow elf.
Nah, I don't think so. Where'd you come from?
Wealthy, she's my quick. Snow elf.
Wealthy, real quick, roll 5d6 for me.
Oh my god.
Roll for Christmas magic, by which I mean solstice magic. I did it again this year, damn it.
Okay, that
I'm
is
claiming victory.
12, 13, 17, 20.
All right. So you're asking if this person's okay, and they look over and say, I'm fine. Oh, is it cold out? It just doesn't feel cold.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's, like, pretty cold. Like, this is snow and shit. Are you,
You wouldn't know it because my face has gone bright red.
Oh, I mean, like, Jesse knows something's fucking going on.
Actually, snow melting around Wealthy.
Yeah, what's doing Wealthy's the bright feet. Red? Is it the nudity or what?
Good just question.
Presumably.
Everything.
She's an extremely, we're all covered up kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Where'd you come from, though? Because, like, it is cold out.
I reach out and I grab the end of the scarf and I wiggle it and I say, God damn it, May!
Okay, but, like, where did you come from?
It's kinda
where do you think you came from? Different question. Where do you think you came from?
She points over where Wealthy's snow person once stood and says, over there.
Okay.
Very practical minded, Jesse.
Okay, so you're like sentient now. Okay, cool. Well, like, what do you want to do?
Let's see.
You want to help us with the snowball fight?
I can certainly help with that. Also, Wealthy, I believe I'm supposed to be your date tonight, so you can avoid having your parents set you up.
I can't destroy it.
Supposed to be what? Wait, what? But if you just
it's the holiday party tonight at Wealthy's parents' place.
Yeah. But how did this person know that?
It's in the scarf.
It's the scarf. Yeah. Excuse me, everyone.
Sorry. I don't know how scarves work.
It doesn't hold a lot of data.
I don't know how scarves work either.
It's fucking solstice magic. This is a rom-com.
Yeah, it doesn't hold a lot of data, but it's got two sides. So.
You have to flip it over.
We've entered a Hallmark movie, okay? It's a really weird Hallmark movie.
Yes.
an even weirder than normal Hallmark movie.
The thing you should be asking is, how can you get them to make one of those scarves for you? I'm sure you've got all kinds of ideas on how to use something like that.
What? Lots of,
well, if it can bring snow to life, who knows what it can do to clay or other. You can make all kinds of scarf golems here. The potential
What? Why would we?
Oh, I mean,
well, you know, you can get your own workforce.
Well, no, not but
I mean, I like myself as my workforce, though.
But what if you needed another tank in the adventure party? Scarves are really hard to ruin.
I don't know. I mean, you have like a sentient magical weapon, and like, I mean, we all know how I feel about those. Am I right?
I'm not entirely sure I do know how you feel about it.
Oh, I don't like magical weapons. Sentient magical weapons seem even worse.
But, you know, you make one out of, like, clay or dungeon slime or whatever find in the sewer.
You create a sentient magical weapon out of sewer slime, and you let me know how that goes for you.
But it gets wrecked, and you just throw another scarf on a new one.
I feel like you're kind of
same scarf. It could be the same scarf.
Weird probably. About employees, man.
Yeah, it's not getting you into trouble with your girlfriend at all.
Girlfriend?
Jesse gives Wealthy like a look like from The Office.
Yeah. And I look into the camera.
Wow. Oh, Vaughn's.
It sounds like these where I wonder if Vaughn's was even aware that he had a girlfriend. Like,
he was.
Man, it's going to make a lot of background. This is a lot easier.
I cuddled that one time.
He was vaguely, and then he went away for a while. And if he's still remembered that, no indication.
Yeah, but, you know, she doesn't call either, so. Like,
how is she? You know what? This is not the time to have this conversation. So, like, so you're supposed to be her date? Do you have clothes, or do you need them?
I have stomped off.
Oh, dear. I guess Jesse's just going to hang out with this naked lady.
I'm trying to figure out how to deal with this.
She's probably looking for some coal and a carrot and maybe a broom.
Well, Jesse, I think I'm back.
Jesse pops up from behind the snow fort and goes, okay, kids, it's time to go find your mom and dad now.
But knock first.
Knock first. Actually, you can come back with me. Do you think if you go inside it, you'll melt? Because that's not, like, ideal.
As long as it doesn't get too hot, I should be okay.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, come with me.
Thank you.
I trail off behind them.
Clearly, Wealthy doesn't want to deal with this, so I'll...
Which is weird, because I believe the spell was supposed to make me the personification of her fondest solstice wish.
And again, I go, God damn it, me!
Jesse sort of like glances back at Wealthy. Like, I mean, I'm familiar with how much Wealthy wants to both date and not date people. So, yeah. That makes sense.
Now you know how Worf felt when Q made his wish come true on the Enterprise.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I mean, like, we'll just deal with this. And if you want to go on the date, that's cool. And if you don't, we'll just hang out for a while until the magic wears off, I guess. We'll get you nice and pretty, and
pretty.
Yeah, I know. I have eyes. I can see her breasts.
All right. We also now know what pretty eyeliner means to them.
Well, Jesse's married, not blind.
And apparently all about the boobs.
This has been established already. Do you not remember when she's took a time out from saving the boat to tell Harper that she had nice tits?
Oh, God, yeah.
That's literally a thing that happened.
Yeah. No, that did happen, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
Anyway.
So you make your way back.
Yeah, we make our way back to Jesse's hotel room, I guess.
No, I think she's staying with my parents.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll go back to your house then.
Wealthy's parents have a very large house, passed down in the family, the large family. There were once so many children running through these halls.
God damn it! Careful, Ian.
It's never that explicit. With your parents. Thank fuck. It does make for a great holiday hosting environment. There, you guys going through the side door that goes to the suite of rooms that Jesse's family is staying in.
Jesse slips in first and is like, hey, Hank, kindness. It's we have another thing that has to Wealthy sort of manifested like a snow lady date. And she's naked, so we need to get her some clothes. I was gonna lend her some of mine. They'll be a little big, but
various tones of disbelief go, okay.
Sorry. Also, like, the kids need to be watched again. Hopefully you finished a couple times. You don't have to answer that.
Chit-eating grins are exchanged.
Okay, great. Cool. So, sorry. I keep bringing people back. Hank, in my defense, like,
yeah.
I showed up one day and you liked me. So, you know.
Is that the way it worked?
Oh, God, impossible to say. I'd rather not try to figure out how Jesse got together with her spouses.
It was a very sweet and heartwarming story that will never be recounted in any detail.
In the meantime, I have taken her to another guest room that has not been allocated to an already existing guest.
Okay.
And gotten her a sheet to wear. While looking, and I was like holding my hand over my eyes and just waving it in her general direction. And then when she took it, I turned away.
Okay. She wraps it around herself, you know, like a long, awkward wrap dress and just goes, is this what I'm wearing to the party? Traditional.
I don't know. I don't know what you're wearing to the party yet. We'll figure something out.
Oh, what should my name be?
You don't come with a name?
Oh my God.
I mean, I do, but if you wanted to do like a cute nickname thing or something.
No, I don't know you. How can I have a cute nickname for you?
She just shrugs. Where does the nickname Honey come from?
I'm not going to call you Honey. I don't know you.
This is going just as well as it should. It's going to go.
I think Jesse grabbed the tunic she was planning to wear, which is like her nice tunic, and I think it'll basically be like a like without breeches, it'll end up looking like just a cute like mini dress. It'll end up looking kind of like a Star Trek original series, one of those like mini dress tunics.
Yeah, just belt it and.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
So she brings it over to the room and is like, oh, hey, here's a tunic for you. Probably it'll be like a cute dress. It's like a green. It has some like brown embroidery around the like neckline.
So like perfect for her coloring.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes.
God damn it.
And she's like, oh yeah, Hank embroidered this for me. So like, it's just got like, see how it's got like little like deers, like little deer heads.
Oh, that's really cute and sweet.
I know. He's very good at that. Anyway, what's your name?
Oh, it's Ellie.
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 That's a cool name.
I'm fond of it.
Where did you come from?
Well, the scarf.
That.
I know that.
Magic, spirit of the season, your fondest solstice wish. Your own desires, more magic.
I'm gonna kill me.
I think that would be really hard to do because she's like a in the Guardians.
Well, also she's clearly very powerful. If she can do this.
I don't really mean it, Jesse. I just
well be nice. I to may your never friend speak to who her. Was again. Trying to be nice to you.
No, she was trying to embarrass me in front of my parents.
She was trying to get you like a date that would go away at the end. And be an obligation for you. She was trying to help you.
Oh God, I just turn around and stomp out down the hall to my bedroom and slam the door.
Jesse turns to Ellie and is just like, "I'm sorry. I mean, like, I get where she's coming from, but also, like, it's
yeah. I don't really know how May thought this would go.
Wizards get drunk on power.
Get drunk on power.
Uh-huh. I mean, you know, spend all the time thinking whether you can do something, not thinking about whether you should.
Oh yeah, that's yeah. fair.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I guess we should go. Like, I mean, I wouldn't like tell anyone that you're her date because I don't want to see what happens when scary halfling girl completely like loses her shit. So you know, goes into a fugue state and starts magic missiling everyone just to.
I mean, that would probably force be the issue of
just to like force the issue of whether everyone remembers.
Because I do have people, fireball. Remember that
dead people can't remember how embarrassing it was. Sorry,
God,
Mike.
What a way for this episode to go down. I love it.
All of a sudden, it turns into a while.
It's been a while since we had. A holiday episode go badly such that everyone died.
That was intended.
Solstice episode.
That was what they intended at the time.
Just
I'm just more subtle now. I'm still expecting.
Think wealthy loses her shit and kills everyone is just a fascinating theme. Keep exploring. Sorry.
Grixen, Vonses.
Yeah.
We cut to you standing mildly awkwardly in the hallway between all of these places.
That won't stop OG Vons from throwing a snowball for no reason.
All right. Who are you throwing it at?
Don't know.
Okay. Vons, make a dexterity check.
All right. Ooh, got a one.
And that one, you say?
Yeah.
Perfect. Wealthy.
I'd be amazed how that would be a modified one.
I don't know. I believe in Adam.
Yes.
You hear a crash from outside as something sounds like it was knocked off a wall, probably from a relatively high place. And
the fuck?
Make an intelligence check, actually.
That is a 20. Dirty 20.
So your house, because it is so large, has this one kind of big, wide,
and empty.
Like, stairwell going down?
Mm-hmm.
And above that stairwell, every year, your parents hang an elaborate wreath. It's very large and covered with gorgeous, sparkling ornaments.
Oh, God.
All made of crystalline glass.
I come charging out of my room. What is this happy horse shit?
Vons, you see Vons waving frantically.
Okay.
Other Vons is just rolling his eyes.
Yes.
What did you guys do? What do I see?
Hi, Wealthy!
You run to the top of the stairs at the end of this hall, and you see, in fact, the wreath upon the floor.
Oh, no!
Surrounded in many, many pieces. Your parents are out for the moment, gathering last-minute supplies, so you have a little bit to try to put this back together.
Do I have anything?
Or cover, or burn down the house and flee forever.
One or the other.
Or you've got free glass shards.
Oh, boy.
Woo!
What a Christmas gift. What a solstice gift.
We're real good at this. We're pros.
You can pack it into a stocking. Just don't try to put your foot in it.
Will cure light wounds work on the glass?
It would raise more concerns if it
on
did.
The glass?
Well, I was hoping put it back together again.
There is
what
a
were
spell
you doing?
I've got glue. You want glue?
What were you doing?
Well, hang on. How much is this one item? What? A lot of things broke.
A lot of things broke, but the things that broke were all ornaments, which if you shove them all together, might be able to be contained in a 1 foot by 1 foot by 1 foot cube, or whatever it needs to be for the spell I'm pretty sure you're thinking of.
Yeah, I'm going to try to do that and see if it works. Generally, it's one item, but I don't know. I'll see if it works. Who knows?
If maybe the item gods equal have... wreath?
I'm gonna say, let's gather it all up, get it all back together, get it all.
All right, close. Ellie comes and helps,
and then try to get things back where they should be as best you can, like kind of next to each other where they should be. It's not like a perfect thing.
Oh, Ian.
Yes.
And then
you said You said Ellie comes to help.
Yep.
Do she and Wealthy like try to go and like pick up the same piece?
Oh, God. Absolutely, they do. Hands brush.
And then like their hands brush and like they.
Ellie they flashes make eye a rakish contact. Smile. Yes, there's eye contact, of
it's
course.
It's a we've already met cute.
Oh my God.
But neither of them's a big city executive. Well, I guess actually.
Wealthy is kind of like a big city executive.
Yeah, I guess a little bit.
Is that why she's called Wealthy?
Oh my God.
Yes.
She's a big city wizard that's come home to her simple hometown for the holidays.
And just needed a touch of magic.
Oh right. God.
She just needed a touch of magic.
And that's the episode title.
Hallmark presents.
Hallmark presents.
A touch of magic.
Yeah, something tells me Hallmark's litigious. Let's leave them at the name.
Yeah, fair enough. Can refer to them, but not name things. Anyway.
Yes.
Okay, so we brush hands.
Well, for your choice, make a wisdom or constitution saving throw.
It's going to be a con throw.
Is this to
also
determine...
Crime for you. I will remind you.
This is like the different... So wisdom versus
that's,
constitution.
That is a 24.
This is the difference between like understanding her emotions and throwing up.
This was the difference between different ways your heart can go pitter-patter, but you save.
Oh, God.
you keep control of your faculties and emotions.
Thank goodness. Just barely.
Just barely. But you keep it together. As you guys get all the glass together. Grix, you are trying to mend this thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's mending.
Make an intelligence check.
All right. I'm going to make a Franken ornament, aren't I? Not good. Well, actually, I got a lot of points. We're very high level, frankly.
We are quite high level 18. Now.
18. All right.
17. 17. One of those.
Okay. You struggle to try to make the spell do something it is admittedly not supposed to do.
Right.
And it's you feel all it kind one of, thing.
You feel it kind of slipping because you were like, maybe I can treat it as all one thing. And then the spell was like, you want this to become a circle of glass, you say. You're like, no, no. So you manage to reconcentrate and you put together the most elaborate and delicate of them. And it comes back together in one gorgeous piece. Wealthy, what's the giant inherited ornament that your family keeps around?
We don't have Santa Claus and we don't have Saint Nick and we don't have Father Christmas, but we do have Mother Agnes, who comes and cleans children's stockings and leaves little gifts inside them and tucks them over the edge of the bed.
That's adorable.
I love it. Well, this elaborate Mother Agnes ornament that at least the family legend goes was brought all the way from the ground long, long ago is back in one piece. The other, 10 to 15 ornaments, not doing so great, but they are less complicated.
All right, Vons, your turn. Get the glue.
Hey, look at that. Grixie made it even better. It's one chunk now. Except for that one stupid
one. Just put the one ornament together. There's still shards of the other ones, but they're simpler ones that you guys could theoretically put back together with glue in time.
Oh, okay, yeah, I have so many first level, zero level spells now. I actually have a second mending, so I'm going to do a second one.
All right.
As best I can.
Roll another intelligence check.
Sweet.
Better yours than mine, dude.
Oh, worse. One worse. 16.
You neatly put back together one of the large orb ornaments. But there's no glue line, so that's cool. You now have 14 remaining. And you have approximately 30 minutes before your parents get back.
We'll pick up all the shards in a dustpan, and we'll take them onto the kitchen table, and everybody's going to sit around the table, and we're going to work on gluing them with Fonz's glue.
All right, everyone make intelligence or dexterity checks.
No, hang on, real quick. Do you have like a back room or something you can do this in where they can't see or where they might not go? Like a basement, root cellar, the shed.
Yeah, we've got a pantry.
Okay. Well, they're not going to be cooking from the pantry.
They will be. You could put it in the bedroom.
Okay.
They're not going to wander into any of the suites.
I'll take everybody back to the room that I stashed Ellie in.
Okay. So put it together in here, and in the meantime, I go out into the living room and I do silent image, or I'm going. Well, I don't do it yet because limited time.
Yeah.
But what I will do is go out there and just before they come in, cast silent image, making all the ornaments appear as they were so they don't suspect anything.
Okay.
And so we still have extra time to like piecemeal finish an ornament, bring it out, replace it.
Yeah, if needed.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. So you all get set to put together the world's worst jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah, it's all clear. What's the problem?
I think Hank is going to probably also help, but somebody has to watch the kids, so I think Kindness won't.
I don't want to do the assembly. That sounds exhausting, and I just did two of the big ones and covered us.
And you so need I'll to watch be out here. Kids. You, yeah, you I'll watch need the to kids. Be out here.
Yeah. Okay. Kids. And I'll also distract the parents, because parents like
me. Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, sounds good.
Is it fair to say, or kind of ableist to say, that the use of the, I don't know, do you suppose Vaughn's like artificial arm is as good at assembling glass or better?
Rick's? Oh, absolutely. Oh, no, it would be way worse.
Way worse?
Hmm. Yeah. Especially, yeah, this would way not be up my alley.
Yeah, both Grixes would kind of struggle with it.
Bummer.
Oh, between the lack of dexterity in the artificial hand and the
lack of
on the
tactile.
Other.
Yeah, very limited pressure sense.
Tactile dexterity.
Yeah.
And then the claws in the other hand. Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
That's right. Sensitivity. Yep.
So I'll distract and divert.
Okay. All right, then. Wealthy, Vaughn's, cool Vaughn's, Jesse, roll dexterity or intelligence. Jesse, you can add 2d6 to...
That's a nat 20.
...accommodate the help of your spouses.
Okay, one of us got a 2. I can guess which. And one of us got a 10. Okay.
I got a 24 for myself, and then plus 3 plus 4 is 31 total for Jesse, plus her spouses.
31 and a secondary, a natural 20.
I think we're looking at a 13 and a 19.
Okay. And Ellie comports herself well while gluing things.
I'm pretty sure Vaughn's would settle for just rolling glue glass together.
Jesse doesn't let him do that.
Say, the natural 20 lets Wealthy stop you. Also, Wealthy, at one point, Ellie leans over to see if a piece that she's holding goes on your ornament. Hair brushes against your cheek and or shoulder.
Oh, God damn it.
Somehow,
and my face goes
being fairly
red. Gets hot. I mean, my face gets so red that you can feel the heat coming off of it, which I have gotten that red before. Not necessarily from having a hair brushed against me, but, you know.
Yeah. Make an intelligence check.
Dirty 20.
Okay. You notice something as Ellie pulls back from your extremely red face.
Mm-hmm.
Tiniest bit of condensation on the end of the hair that brushed against you.
Uh-oh.
Are you feeling too warm?
He goes, no, and then looks at her hair and just goes, oh, that's inconvenient.
What does it mean?
Probably that I need to get some more snow eventually. I mean, this is fine. Just got rid of a split end, but you know.
Are you sure? Because we can go outside right now. And I stand up and I grab her hand and I pull her outside.
All right. Wealthy, you pull your snow girlfriend out into the...
She's not my girlfriend!
...rest-driven snow. You get a nosebleed because you talk to the narrator. And it's a fucking winter wonderland out here. Peaceful, it's quiet. The trees are incredibly picturesque. You can hear the sound of happy solstice celebrations going on in a town square that is nearby, but distant enough they don't have to pay any extras. And yeah, you're out here.
And they're singing like gibberish, non-licensed music. Solstice time of year. Yes,
the soundtrack from Solstice Bounty Place.
So I say, do you need to, you know, like roll around in it or eat it or?
I think as long as someone packs it on somewhere, it should be fine.
Oh, for God's sake. Ugh. And that's basically what Wealthy says. Oh, for God's sake. All right. Where do I need to pack it?
Just around my shoulder since it's, or let's see. Yeah. Just any, or she thinks about it and goes, I think anywhere that's actually my body and not, tunic. Plus we don't want to get the tunic wet probably.
Oh, God. So I got to pack it on your legs? Fuck. All right, well, you know, I'm already here, so I'll go ahead and start packing it on her ankles.
Okay.
Maybe anybody else notice her getting weird when it came to the legs?
Uh-huh.
All right.
You pack some on, and then Ellie goes, oh, there we go. And you see that the ends of her hair are fine again.
How often do you need to do that?
Probably any time it gets super hot.
Should you be inside?
Does her packing it on your legs make it super hot?
Hi, Vaughn's. Maybe for her. I certainly don't mind it, but I don't want to assume anything for Wealthy. I should be fine inside as long as I can get, you know, refreshed semi-regularly. Just don't put me inside the fireplace.
We won't do that. Let me know when you need to come outside and we'll come outside.
Okay, I can do that. Okay, you've fixed up Ellie and you've fixed up the wreath. And you guys did amazingly well on those checks in total. So I need one last dexterity check. Or let's see, Jesse, I need a strength check from you. And then anyone who wants to be the dexterity check, you can do that. This is for putting the wreath back up.
Rolled a 19, so that's a 30 total for Jesse on a prime.
Okay.
Well, let's see what?
Oh, go ahead.
Do you want to be dexterous? What's your dex?
No, you're filling up your girlfriend's leg.
Yeah, I am.
I got it. I got it.
Yeah, you are.
I'll do it. It's a 18?
Okay.
Yes. Not a prime.
Jesse, you just lifting clean Grix to the point that he barely has to aim at all to get the wreath back on the nail where it was hanging from.
Yeah, I definitely clean him. Yeah.
What?
The powerlifting move, clean.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got it. I know powerlifting terms.
I should be the clean and jerk now that I think about it. But
it might be the clean and jerk, actually. Yes.
Clean and jerk Grix and wholesome.
That can't be good for Grix.
TV movie appropriate fashion. It's very gentle. Jesse has small children. She knows exactly how to lift.
I know exactly
decisively
how to do that.
And carefully.
Yes.
Sure.
It's possible you are the same size as my older child.
Oh, quite probably. How old are they?
5.
You're not sure.
Actually, no, because that child is half gnomish. So no, I'm wrong.
What?
That child is half gnomish.
Oh, I see. So I am definitely. Well,
you are definitely bigger than that child.
Yeah. Okay.
Although they will be bigger than me when they get full.
They will eventually be bigger than you.
Yeah.
But not by much.
So you all have saved the wreath.
Woohoo!
And Wealthy and Jesse, since you have been on point for the clothing, you hear the rattle of keys in the semi-far off front door. You have very good hearing, apparently. And Ellie goes, should I have shoes in here? /for the party?
We're halflings. We don't need shoes.
She's not, though.
She's a
half-elf. Yeah, but... We, as halflings, we don't expect you to wear shoes in our house.
Jesse did also give Ellie a pair of socks.
I'm gonna say, yeah, it's a fun socks event for the non-halflings. Generally. Okay, well, she's all set there. And now comes time to prepare for the party. Are you trying to hide Ellie in this intervening time?
No.
We'll just be like, oh, we...
I don't know. Hi, we Mom found and Dad. Her. Here's this new person you've never met.
Jesse is before her parents actually get home, Jesse is going to like take Wealthy aside, like privately, like definitely only the two of them.
What?
You succeed. You're in, let's say it's Wealthy's room.
We're having girl talk. Okay, Wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to explain Ellie to your parents, like somehow. So, like, what do you want to say?
She's a friend of ours from the city. She came in late.
I'm just going to say, should Ellie be there, too, so that she can be in on the story?
No, because I wanted to make
sure. No, you're having girl talk. Never mind.
What kind of TV movie would this be if everyone had all the information?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I genuinely wanted to have a conversation with Wealthy alone.
Yeah. Sure. Fair enough.
Okay. Well, I mean.
Does that work? As a cover story?
I mean, like, I think it's a fine cover story. You just got to get Ellie to agree to it.
Yeah, she seems very amenable.
She's called you her girlfriend a couple times.
Oh, God, she has, hasn't she?
She has.
We can't be girlfriends.
I just think, like, trying to convince her that she's not your date is going to be really hard because that's, like, her whole magical purpose, you know?
Yeah, unfortunately. Okay, fine. She's the girl I've been seeing in the city, and she just came in.
Okay, you better go get your backstory clear, though, with her.
Well, why don't you send her in here?
You know, like, how did you meet? Okay, I'll go to... do you need help with the backstory?
No, okay. I'm sure we can come up with one all by ourselves.
This is gonna go so good.
Okay. Jesse goes out and she's like, Ellie, I think Wealthy wants to talk to you.
Oh, okay. She kind of leans in. Is she doing okay?
No, because like you showed up out of nowhere, and she's like real private and doesn't like to talk about dating. So like you kind of just like were a fun surprise for all of us and a horrible surprise for her.
It's not entirely no precipitation.
I mean, Jesse turns to Vons and says, "Well, yeah, but like it's not out of somewhere we know."
Yeah, no one knows where precipitation comes from.
It comes from everywhere when it's happening.
Right? This weird open water cycle.
Yeah, anyway, it's like, you better go talk to Wealthy about like what the deal is.
Okay, I can do that. And she heads on in. The rest of you out in the hallway real quick.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, we're literally just standing there.
Yeah, there's a little squeak. Just down the hallway from you, and up on one of the end tables is Bartholomew in a holiday cap.
Hey, dude.
Oh, hey.
Getting ready for bed?
Pulls the little pull cord on his backpack to reveal a message inside.
Oh, boy.
What's that?
It's from May, and it just says, "So is she freaking out yet?"
You know what? I don't think she deserves an answer right now.
Thank you, Jesse.
Well... I don't know. May might know things that could be of help.
But like, is Bartholomew going to be able to get back to the city and back here like before the end of the episode?
There is a
dimension door.
There's a yes/no checkbox.
Vons just writes a little laughing emoji over the checkbox.
Which checkbox? The yes or the no?
Yes.
Okay.
Over the checkbox.
The whole thing. A big laughing emoji.
Laughing emoji.
Yep.
Ideogram. We don't have emojis.
Bonds. Roll.
Come on, man.
Roll 2d6.
2d6. I need more d6 of this size. 5 and 2.
All right. You're right across both checkboxes at once, essentially. Neat. This causes the mild enchantment on the letter to malfunction.
What? Huh?
Yeah, duh.
And there's a little puff of smoke, and then the piece of paper is covered in just, you assume, all the letters that were in the original variations of the note, but just all on top of each other in an illegible mess.
Oh, should we stack the letters back up?
I mean, it's still one piece of paper.
Okay.
All right, no message from May. Wealthy.
Love it.
Uh-huh.
Vons tries to pile the letters appropriately back onto Bartholomew somehow.
It's still just one piece of paper.
It's just one piece of paper.
It's letters as in written characters are all stacked on top of each other in an illegible mess.
Uh-huh.
As if all the writing was at once. Okay, you can still try to like fucking fold it like a cootie catcher and see if that makes it legible again. I won't stop you.
But yeah, it's like trying to work it into a funnel and like tapping it and seeing if that gets it back into Bartholomew's bag any better.
It does not. Okay, but Wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Ellie comes on in and closes the door and says, "Hey."
Oh, God. Hey. So we need a cover story for my parents when they get here.
Okay. What tenor do you want this cover story to take?
Well, we're not entirely certain that you can not say that I'm your girlfriend, so...
I can certainly try.
Yeah, but about the time you try, then, you know... Yeah, I don't blame you. It's a magical thing, and I think that maybe we ought
to tell my whatever words you want them to
parents that you're
not in that scene. Yes. Please.
Oh no, I'm not. I'm just over here commenting.
That we tell my parents that we've been dating in the city, and then you know, what happens to you? What happens to you after tonight?
I've been very carefully not thinking about that.
Yeah.
Damn it.
We got a good Olaf the Snowman situation over here. Still walk an existential crisis.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was the hardest part of that.
So, Aaron and I saw that late, like much later than like
way after the hype had like peaked. And we were like, this is the fucking weirdest movie. Like, so, it would, like, his part was so upsetting.
Were you kind of mad at him for, like, letting kids get all excited and shit?
No. I just was like, what did Disney do? No, like, literally, what the fuck? This is fucked.
So Disney never thinks to the second order of a thing.
Then like the his song in the second movie is even worse somehow.
Oh wow.
Oh yeah. Now I'm having an existential crisis.
I'm sorry.
I don't remember exactly when that came out, but sometimes it helps me to remember that Disney made Bambi during World War II.
Oh dear.
This was after that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Couple years.
Just a few. Well, all right. We can say we were dating in the city, but like I get the impression you're more uncomfortable with this than even May probably guessed. I didn't get a real clear instruction set on all of this.
It's not your fault. It's May. I'm going to kill her when I get back to the city. Or never speak to her again. One or the other. I'm not sure.
Well, we could do a thing. If you don't want to do the girlfriends thing, which I understand, my guess would be that it was probably thought to be the easiest way to play it off. We could do, like, we're each other's dates for holiday parties.
The casual friend plus one.
Yeah.
I'm not there.
Yeah, narrator. Sourceless voice.
The soul of Grix has come into your mind.
No, let's do the girlfriend thing. It'll make my parents happy, and I'll just tell them that I broke up with you, and the next time I see them or hear from them, they'll be disappointed, but I probably won't be in the same room with them, so it won't matter that much.
Or just tell them she died, and then you need to get over it.
And please never mention my girlfriend. Please never, ever mention my dead girlfriend to me ever again. Sort of like they're not bringing up Aristine, so
I was going to say, or Ellie.
Sounding more and more like Edgar Allan Poe every day.
But okay. Okay.
The telltale snowflake.
That's next year's now. I guess depending on how the evening ends, it could be this year's. Okay. So girlfriends, dating, afterwards, you'll disavow my existence. Okay, I can do that.
Is anybody else trying to think about ways to make Annabelle Lee sound like Aristine?
No.
Just me. All right.
And now?
And now it's time for the party.
I love this.
Ian makes little notes, the Raven and Wealthy, how to torture Kelly.
If you wanted there to be more of that conversation, it felt like we were about to go on another tangent again.
Yeah.
No, quickly turning into Nightmare Before Solstice.
All right. So it's the party. Wealthy, your family feels like the whole neighborhood over. In terms of sheer quantity of people, this probably puts the Gemwood parties to shame. Like it spills over into neighboring homes that they help set up because there's those like back hallway connections for when the storms are happening.
Well, and not only that, when you go outside, the lanterns are strung and there's places to sit and there's food and there's wine and there's beer and there's lots of people milling around. It's basically the entire Warren is at this party.
One giant house party.
One giant house party.
Hosted by your parents. It is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. Your parents are in charge of the party that's covering the Warrens?
No, like a Warren amount of people.
Okay.
The Enclave might be an easier collective noun. The neighborhood, etc.
All right.
Concentrated halfling dose geographically located here.
About how much mass of individuals would you say this is?
It feels like it's crowded in every room. It's probably at least a few hundred people. Granted, not all of the...
I'm asking for mass, not number.
Yeah, like, what do you suppose their weight is? I mean, we are talking about halflings.
Let's see. Let's put them at 80
pounds. I'm not making you do that math. I'm sorry. Go on.
You've met me, right?
Wit cracking a beer sounds about appropriate. Oh,
yeah, rip it.
Yep. It was a LaCroix.
I bet that was, LaCroix.
It's roughly one arcs ton of halflings.
Oh,
an arcs ton. I know that.
The arcs ton. Everyone's favorite unit.
Unit of measure a lot.
We do now.
0.001 arcs tons.
Yes. Uh-huh. And so Wealthy, what's the thing that your parents do? What's their specialty? In the same way that like we found out that the Gemwood family is someone makes like a cider every year. What's kind of your parents' show off stunt? Is it a dish? Is it a certain game?
Every year, they bake a larger and larger Paris breast. Is that what it's called? Paris breast? It's a large puff pig. It's called a Paris breast. It's not.
Is that the
B-R-E-S-T-E, not B-R-E-A-S-T. it's a large, it's a ring of puff pastry that has
in like a giant cone. Yeah.
No, it's not. That's something like a wreath. Different.
Just fits in your
this
hand.
This is like a wreath.
Yeah. Oh,
it's in the shape of a wreath, and it's cut in half, and there's almond cream, whipped cream flavored with almond inside of it, and every year it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and no one can quite figure out how it fits in an oven anymore.
So what's it called on the arcs? Because we don't have a Paris.
I mean, I think we referred to Ireland.
It's a halfling's kneecap.
Okay.
Kneecap.
That makes it real grim when you break into it.
I mean, I guess if you squish two kneecaps together.
And I don't know why it's called a halfling's kneecap, but that's what it's called.
Do halflings have nipples on their kneecaps? Is that what's happening here?
No, it's circular like a wreath, so there's nothing in the center. So there's no nipple, no indication of nipples. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Yep, fair.
How do you segue out of that? But all right, so they
that's your
this...
job.
I know, and I'm trying.
Scrape the paint out of this corner.
I'm letting you flourish in that corner. Why would I scrape it? Okay. Okay, so it has gotten, again, larger this year. You're right that it no longer makes sense that it fits in an oven. You're just not sure how they make it at this point, completely.
Mm-mm. I have no clue. Because they've never let me in on the secret.
They just get bigger and bigger every year?
Because you have an extremely large living room. And this thing is now roughly one halfling tall and just circles the perimeter of this room. It is comedically large. It is cut into with, you know, saws normally meant for felling trees.
How many years have they been doing this?
Halflings a while.
Mm-hmm.
And they might have been a, you know, a curve where like they kept making it bigger and then just like, oh shit, we're running out of room.
Like around year 16, they suddenly started getting way bigger. And then once they hit like year 50, they started like,
Wealthy left for university and an empty nest syndrome really hit. I'm weirdly obsessed with it. But yeah, so like there is a gaps cut in it that are the initial pieces for, you know, the doors that people need to go through. But it's great. Jesse, how much or how little do you try to wrangle your children away from the pile of sugar that where they could literally eat their weight in it and not even really put a dent in the amount that is present?
Oh, yeah, we saw them setting it up and went into a different room to distract them there.
Head to one of the sitting rooms or dens or side rooms or...
I hope it has puzzles.
Adjunct kitchens.
Something. Toys.
What kind of jigsaw puzzles does Wealthy's family keep around?
They're intricate little wooden ones with pieces that look like, animals of the forest or trees or flowers.
I like it. All right, you guys are doing a puzzle. How does the rest of you, besides Wealthy, who presumably we will cut to more distinctly, but for the rest of you to set the scene, what do you guys do at parties? Big party like this, you don't know a ton of people, although if you look for someone in particular, you may find them. Apparently Wealthy's parents took the fact that they knew her rough address very liberally. And probably also figured out that Bartholomew lived there so they could pass messages through Bartholomew to elsewhere.
I think Jesse is, you know, makes the chit chat with whoever's around. I also think she like swaps out with her spouses to keep an eye on the kids. At some point they will get tired and pass out. And at that point, you know, we'll just have one of the spouses, you know, just kind of keeping an eye on them not waking up and deciding to try to join the party late.
Yeah. No 1 a.m. children being out.
No 1 a.m. children being out and gorging themselves on the remnants of cream.
With all the very drunk people around.
Yeah, with all the drunk people. Yeah, I think she's just like, she's a very like chill party person. Like she's not She's not interested in getting drunk, and it's not very easy for her to get drunk, so she just doesn't try.
Okay. You have a perfectly pleasant time.
Yeah, she's just like around.
Yeah. Grixen.
Yeah.
What are you getting up to?
I think we're, well, so probably us and Vaughn's, there's a lot of questions by people who don't know us.
They mostly keep wondering if y'all are twins.
Right. Yeah.
Well, a pair of twins.
Right. Of twins, or whatever. Brother. Or, you know, they could even, you know, there might be enough difference that it's not.
I mean, maybe the Grixen, yeah.
So Steamboat Willie wears a hat.
Yeah. Ooh. So I think that there's going to be a lot of, like, would I not want to say that? No, I probably wouldn't want to draw
the truth would be very strange for the vast majority of people.
Yeah. So, I think we spend a lot of the evening, like turning it back on people and like asking them things and like trying to nod along as like, okay, people are like, oh, these are the details of, you know, harvesting rutabagas or, you know, well, people on this side of the arcs go like this, and people on that side of the arcs go like this.
I like that.
Yep.
The stereotypes fly thick and frequent. Okay. And Vonzas.
Well, I've got a feeling that one of us is eavesdropping on conversations, and especially if they look like they have any degree of influence, maybe taking some notes. The other is hanging out in the kitchen, stealing fingerfuls of whatever cream they're stuffing into the, what did you call it, Wealthy?
Halfling's kneecap.
That.
That has already been made. However, you can definitely find other things that are still being.
So the breastful of whip, of some kind of cream, I understand. The kneecap, though, that's.
Nobody knows where it comes from. It's just called the halfling's kneecap.
Oh, the concern is that we might know where that idea comes from. Hopefully.
It's like a thing, you know, it's like ring around the rosy, right? It's
it
like,
just gets, you know, bigger every year, though. Anyway. Yeah, so he's probably sneaking some Rouladrin into the mix.
Jesus Christ.
Homemade, you know, like you do.
Did you figure out the recipe for Rouladrin?
I think at some point, the Vons up here did. Like, it's basically like magic, and plus he has.
I believe, yes, that, didn't
you at least have a lot of information on how it works? I can't remember.
Yeah, Nara,
you have a lot of information on how it works. Yeah, I think Nara gave us. Nara gave it to us. Did you actually figure out how to, like,
didn't figure it out. Nara gave it to us.
Sure, but like having the recipe doesn't necessarily mean you.
In this rich non-canon episode,
no one said it's good Rouladrin.
I'm gonna say it's probably not.
It's like bathtub Rouladrin.
It's toilet Rouladrin. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh God.
Yeah, it's bathtub Rouladrin.
Oh God,
Vaughn's, make an intelligence check.
Don't like the implications of that.
Toilet.
Right. It's being brewed better. Right down the hall.
Okay, rolled an 18. It's on an intelligence check, you say?
Yeah.
So that's 19 plus 10 is 29.
Okay, you have full control over the dosage you want to be putting in, spiking the drinks and all that. Even when your lodging has a short but effective kick, so if someone's sipping from it, they're going to just keep getting that kick the entire time, and it makes them warm and fuzzy and happy. Which, on top of already being buzzed or drunk, could have interesting consequences. So, how rowdy do you want to make this party?
Children aren't getting into this, right?
Nope.
Cool. Fairly.
Okay.
Like, let's loosen some tongues.
Ooh.
Ooh.
All right. And then Green Day Vons is the one that's just observing, taking notes.
Yeah, he's still learning the culture.
Okay.
God, it's so weird how just even like the tone of voice you use when talking about them is so different. God, it's so weird.
Yeah.
Vons is taking this whole world travel thing incredibly well. I really enjoy it.
Well, yeah. Editor's note, I do like access different parts of my brain when I think about them.
Oh, it's fucking clear.
But all right. Wealthy.
Uh-huh.
Are you drinking?
No.
Are you eating the cream?
I don't know. Is she eating the cream? Kelly?
I don't know.
There's cheesecake too.
No, I am eating of the halfling's kneecap.
The fantasy halfling's
kneecap. Just for some reason full of cream. You know what? You halflings, you have your fun.
That's yep, great. We do. It tends to be clean and wholesome.
Oh, definitely. This isn't...
Oh, there's not, like, Jesse definitely didn't see people getting it on in a dark corner already, for sure.
That your parents live two blocks from a strip club called the Lollipop Guild.
Weirdly, during the day, it is a candy factory, or at least a candy store.
They take curfew very seriously in this borough.
Yes. Children are tossed out of stores. They're small, they bounce, it's fine.
We work hard, we play hard.
Pretty much, yeah. All right. So, Wealthy, you're making the rounds, or the rounds are being made to you because you're a family member and all these people have seen you grow up. And isn't that just fucking fantastic?
Just, yeah.
You're living the dream.
Yep.
Roll 2d6.
2d6. That is a 5.
You were only asked invasive questions about your personal life by 5 different groups of people before your parents actually show up to talk to you or get a chance. And you guys are all, you know, near the fireplace. Ellie, doing your best to be on the far end.
I'm standing there in front of the fireplace with my hands behind my back, swishing my skirt back and forth like I'm 13 again.
All right. So let's see. I don't remember what your parents sounded like besides. Probably just go with your mom. Wealthy, who's this?
this is Ellie. We met in town.
Smooth.
Yeah. In town?
Jesse gives you like a little thumbs up.
One of those, yeah!
You're doing great, sweetie.
Ellie goes, met Wealthy she still studies all the time, very careful. So met her at a tea cafe one evening. It was great. We really hit it off.
Yes, we did. And I invited her to back home. But she wasn't with us when we came in because she had things she needed to do. And she came through the portal. Kind of late.
It's more of a very long tunnel, but yes. Running a few hours behind.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Had to do the last of my Christmas shopping. My cousin, they wanted... It's from last year. There was this ball that makes a bunch of noise.
No, it's... her cousin's name is Chris Thomas, and it frequently gets short to Christmas.
Yes, Christmas. Yes.
So it's the Christmas shopping.
Thank you.
It's for her cousin.
Her birthday just happens to be on the solstice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real terrible. So she gets, you know, better presents. Try to make up for the fact a little bit. And always make sure to get separate birthday and solstice presents.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, they wind up just like kind of mushing a lot of those presents together. So the dude feels totally like cheated out.
Mm-hmm. The present and then the batteries. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
She makes a point to not do that. Okay. So.
What are we doing?
Wealthy, you do notice that Ellie looks a little bit nervous, a little bit sweaty, if you will.
I sidle over to her and take her hand and say, "We're gonna go outside. She needs to cool off a little bit."
Oh no, you can't go yet, your mother says, and then drags you into a different conversation along with Ellie. Jesse, you were watching this unfold.
yeah.
It looks like Ellie's overheating, and you know that the one solution to that is snow. Would you like to assist?
Yeah, I'll go outside and get some snow. I'll pack it into like a long oval sort of a situation. I'll take it back inside and I'll just I'll go up behind Ellie and just like put it down the back of the tunic and like pat her back.
You beast.
Make a
why?
It's snow.
Yes.
Down the back of someone's tunic.
Yes, she's made of snow. She needs the snow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. Forgot the made of snow part. They became so real to me.
Good save.
I thought that they were just pale and maybe a little anemic.
It's the arcs. A lot of people look pale and a little anemic.
Yeah. God,
don't we have a lot of iron in our diet?
We're all like living in a mountain.
Vitamin D exposure problem.
Yeah.
All right, Jesse.
Uh-huh.
Make a dexterity check.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, that's a nat 1.
Oh, no.
What does that even mean? No, I know exactly what that means. Jesse, you've got this, but you're used to giving hearty slaps on the back to people who fight for a living. generally speaking. Or Hank, who is also very solid and balanced.
Oh, no. Uh-huh.
So you, as Wealthy and Ellie are getting dragged to another group of people, you go up and you slap Ellie on the back, and due to the angles involved, Ellie stumbles and falls on Wealthy, and Wealthy, you end up on the floor face up. Underneath, it's just beautiful half-elf woman. Looking directly into each other's eyes, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Jesse
goes, oh no, sorry.
And I look daggers.
And she tries to help whoever stands.
And it becomes this comedy of errors.
It becomes absolutely ridiculous.
Do the halves operate independently? Or?
Yeah, you know, you tear Wealthy in half and you put her back together. It stood back up. But all right, yeah, you, okay. We are denied our swelling orchestral background music. People get propped back up. Evening continues. And so this becomes a running problem throughout the evening in such a way that, for expediency given our recording time, so Grix and Vons, well, one of the Vons is probably Cool Vons, actually. Since Cool Vons is being observant and probably Prime Grix, just because that seems like more a style. Both of you end up being in the right position to need to add snow to the snow lady. How do you try to slip some snow onto this person?
Grix is, God, fuck, I don't know. I didn't know that was my job. I was schmoozing.
I mean, it's everyone's job, man. We gotta keep up this pretext.
That's right.
Be a wingman.
I wonder if ice works. Just ice.
You can try it.
So I will ask if anyone needs a refill and go get a beverage and get some ice. And then, she's a half hour short. I'll come back over and I'll just like casually hand her a cup of full ice.
Okay.
For her to munch on. That's probably, yeah, that'll work. Yeah. Here, munch on this.
Okay. She mouths a thank you over the drink as she takes it. And in fact, very subtly, relatively speaking, munches on some ice.
Quash. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my plan.
All right, you succeed. And Vons.
Yeah.
Or, I guess, Cool Vons. One of the Vonses. How are you helping out?
Oh, yeah. That Vons definitely is in the kitchen right now.
I mean, this is the chance to bring back the sandwich shooter. Just launch a snowball across an entire party at this person.
Oh, if only that Vons knew.
You could know.
Can you seriously imagine a world where Prime Vons didn't just word vomit about how he has this awesome sandwich shooter to, you know, to Cool Vons
in the exact same conversation that he mentioned that his son is a dragon?
If this were a fancier party where there were people walking around with trays of hors d'oeuvres, I imagine Vons would be chatting them up about the sandwich shooter, sure.
First, no, but like they've spent a lot of time together up to this point, so that's what I mean. Like,
yeah, does Prime Vons think the sandwich shooter would have impressed Cool Vons? Yes, he does. Of course,
he does.
Yeah,
it's not even about like impressing him.
Of course, it is.
Yes, it is.
My mind. Impressing.
You both know about it. That'd be really weird if one of you didn't, but still.
That's how that kind of insecurity works. Yes. But would he have brought it to this party?
That's what we're asking you.
Could be back in
your room. Well, yeah, he would have. Of course he would have. He'd think it would impress other guests. Yeah.
He's just hoping somebody would ask him about it.
Oh dear God, he probably walked in with it packed full of snow.
And just subtly standing there waiting for somebody to ask him so that he can explain what it is.
As the snow slowly melted out of it.
Well, that's the question. How much of the snow is still there?
Given that you're last up on the snow packing, you know, cooperative adventure, you will need to go get new snow, which is easy enough. And this means you can shape it into a snowball or whatever instead of a... Or you could do your original plan, because I imagine if you pack the entire thing full of snow, it would just kind of be this shotgun blast.
I was gonna say, like, packing it into a snowball first, that doesn't seem like he's gonna take the time to do that if he knows it's an emergency.
Right.
No, he's gonna run out into the backyard or wherever yard has snow, and he's gonna scoop the snow with the whole thing.
Okay.
And then he's just gonna fire it. Yeah, that's gonna be a blast.
So you just run up and you just fire this at Ellie.
Probably a number of people, but yeah, primarily.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no. Roll a, I guess roll an attack roll for sure.
Okay, hold on. I gotta be reminded about how attack rolls work here.
D20 plus your base to hit plus your dexterity modifier.
That's effectively a D20 plus 5.
Mm-hmm. That sounds right.
It's 15 plus 5 is 20.
Well, you strike true. You blast this beautiful, nice, half-elf woman. Wealthy, one of your close friends. Both of Wealthy's parents.
Oh, tell me that there's a guy with a monocle who gets to be like, well, I never.
The guy with the monocle. His son, who is the person that Wealthy's mom had clearly been planning on trying to introduce Wealthy to.
Well, I kinda.
Yes.
That was
And we just see everyone get splatted with snow and maybe a little dirt and grass, but you know what? It worked out okay. Mostly
Jesse,
snow.
Just so long as it was white snow.
It was white.
Jesse starts laughing her ass off, actually.
And after standing there, you know, just drenched, Wealthy starts to laugh too. Because what else can she do?
And I think that probably gets the party started laughing. You guys play it all off. The whole party laughs. It's a wonderful transition into the rest of an evening and will be a great story for, you know, everyone else.
And as they're laughing together, does Ellie look into Wealthy's eyes?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, God.
And does Wealthy look into Ellie's eyes and have just a tiny little thought like, oh.
I don't want to, but yes, I will.
Kiss, 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 kiss.
It's a meat freezer cute.
No, we don't kiss.
Boo.
Well, no, because you're in front of everyone. You're a very private person.
That's fair. Okay. But you have this lovely moment. The party gets late into the night. It's quieting down. You know, it's 1:30 a.m. So we've reached about towards the end of phase two, going on towards phase three of the party. You all take your parties very seriously. But people are starting to slip away and you all can be a drunk or not as you want. But
I think Jesse did have a little bit of that, the roulotte, whatever
the
was
kneecap cream.
The roulagen.
I imagine that the stuff you were spiking.
Did you just say the kneecap dream?
Uh-huh. Cream.
No. Cream.
Cream. Cream.
I imagine It's kind of an eggnoggy thing that you have spiked here. Because they already constructed the pastry. So
I know it sounds like some kind of a weird injury, but Wealthy invented it.
Really, please. No, I'm already having enough problems with the kneecap. I already think knees are really upsetting.
So you have some frothy eggnoggy cream drink that is spiked to hell with relodrin and on top of the alcohol that was already in it.
Jesse is like, good.
Doing fine.
No really. One's driving home.
Really nope. Good. She like picked up her wife and like her kindness is like riding on her shoulders. Just cause.
Sure.
This is very popular among the assembled party goers.
Just a sign of affection in the world.
Huh?
Yeah. Vons's as the party hits the starts towards the downslope of everyone's drunk, but you know, it's nice cozy drunkenness and affectionate and shit. What are you up to?
We're having a good time watching. We clink invisible glasses. We are watching, though. Is there anything interesting going on? Anything we missed? Anyone we missed?
Please define anyone you miss in this case.
Well, I imagine there's tons of people, but is there are there any characters that we might have like overlooked while we've been enjoying ourselves? And
who are you interested in being there?
What?
Are you interested in anyone in particular being there?
I'm waiting to see what you do, dude.
All right.
Damn, is that green?
Oh my god, I think that's green.
I feel like that's the easy answer. You know what I love as a theory here?
Mm-hmm.
Cool Vons, you see green. Prime Vons totally misses her in the crowd.
Ooh.
Yeah. That
Cool Vons
really
can
like
tell
that.
Prime Vons if you want. I will not stop you. You're sitting right next to each other, but at least as far as initial noticing.
What the fuck does Cool Vons know about it?
Yeah.
You met Green.
You met Green.
When they were children?
At the forward base.
Right.
I mean, that's not what we're calling it, but okay.
Yeah. At second base. So, it was a real weird
what you're saying is That writes itself.
What I'm saying is the thing that Aaron's correcting it to, because I agreed to it the first time.
Well, what we're saying is Cool Vons has already met Green at second base. Yeah. He's already been to second base. Yeah, it's
that is itself. What I'm saying.
Yeah, it wrote itself. You didn't have to then write it again.
But I kind of feel like even if some of our listeners aren't, I don't think our listeners are slow, but I can be. So it might help later. Sure, because I don't get it.
Yes, you have met Green.
Oh, choice sweater.
It's very good. I am definitely not vamping because I think I do still have the sweater spreadsheet that I made at one point.
Oh, wow. Yeah. For the first solstice.
Yeah.
Sweater spreadsheet.
So she only has one sweater?
Well, you know, you got your designated fancy holiday sweater.
Yeah, I know both of the Vontas are wearing sweaters. I don't think I picked up design for them.
Last year.
Yeah. I think Cool Vons is just wearing like some sort of a cable knit number.
That seems like his style.
Yeah, ugly sweaters haven't really come into fashion yet.
No. Anyway, what happens with Vons and Green?
Yeah.
Tell us more about the sweaters.
Yeah.
Grix wants to know about the sweaters.
Yeah. I know. Whit just wants to know about the cozy thing.
Trying to pick a color, actually. Like, I feel like ivory is pretty, like, that's the Nordic color for which he isn't.
Hans is getting in touch with his Swedish roots. Don't worry about it.
So it's more of a tan. It's more like a tan and gray kind of.
Great. What happens with Green?
You know, well, he probably sees Green there and he's like, oh, dang. I haven't seen a lot of fox folk here this whole time.
She's got a little green slouchy knit cap that has space for her ears knitted into it.
Oh, so like little holes.
Yeah.
For her ears to poke.
They stick
through.
Out. It's very cute.
Oh, that's nice.
But yeah, you see that's a fox.
I mean, do they, he's going to ask her, like, hey, do they like just make hats that have holes for your ears here?
She first goes, oh, and then she makes a check. She does okay. You're the other Vons. Gatsby?
Other, you know, I don't know about other.
What would you like to go by?
Well, I don't know, but like othering me, that feels weird, right? I mean, I don't want to, I'm not trying to get confrontational.
Well, listen, I'm not sure if I know about the Gatsby out my nose.
That never happens to NPCs.
Yeah, oh, yes, it does.
It happens. It's just been a while.
People keep getting nosebleeds around me every time that comes up. I don't know who this, well, okay, I know who Gatsby, but you don't know. And why would you? That whole genre, not really my thing. But yeah, where did you find the hat? I guess everything up here is kind of couture, isn't it?
Yeah, we kind of got to make our own stuff. You know, I bought it from this, actually a wizarding student. It's like a, would sell it sometimes. Like, this was years and years ago. So I don't remember exactly what it was. I just remember they were selling it to, like, help buy textbooks.
Well, that's reasonable. Textbooks are ridiculous. I mean, I assume they're as much up here as they are down there. Back then, over there.
Well, they're extremely expensive. Yes. Thankfully, the students only need a couple. Normally, you just go to the library, but you know, for some stuff, it's better to have a copy. And
even the society hasn't overcome that issue yet. It's like
oh, we just don't have a lot of paper.
Well, I hear paper up here is like a thing. I threw away a gum wrapper when I got here, and I was like, suddenly I'm regretting it.
But yeah, we could probably get you a cap. And have you been liking all of this? Gestures at world.
Well, I'm not as nauseous as I thought I'd be being on a floating rock. Figured I'd get like kind of airsick or something eventually, but that hasn't happened.
Probably helps that it's big and slow.
I've got a cousin who's big and slow. We don't talk about him.
There's nowhere I can go with that, but okay. Oh, wait. So that means you like talk to your family?
Yeah. I mean, most of them. Like I said, some of them aren't so quick.
Well, I mean, you can still talk to them.
Yeah, but you know our type. We get bored in slow conversation.
Sure. I see you also do that thing where you assume that your life experience applies to all fox folk.
Are there a lot of fox folk up here?
Yeah. I mean, not a ton, but about as much as most of the other groups of folk. Yeah, like I got a big family. They're really neat.
Yeah.
Granted, I'm kind of glad I'm here.
Yeah, I'm still getting used to the social aspects up here. They're just a little different. I mean, So am I, apparently, looking over his shoulder at Vond.
I can confirm that, yes.
Yeah, what happened? Is he okay?
Probably not. It's actually very worrisome. Like, when I met him, he was living in a hole.
Yeah, I heard about the hole.
Yeah, and I don't know, he's just gotten more, like, paranoid and stuff recently. It's been not great.
I mean, I get it, though. Like, back home, it's like, you vote for a guy, and then some shit goes sideways anyway, and then, I don't know, economy and everything. It's a mess. It's a total mess all the time.
Oh, this is more of the paranoia that there's a conspiracy that's all directly affecting him kind of paranoia?
Oh, that's probably from living in the hole. But is he really paranoid?
Yes. Yes, he's really paranoid.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes, too, he just doesn't quite share everything he's thinking.
Yeah. Well, you know, they say that just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you.
I mean, I guess. Seems like a tough way to live, though.
Yeah.
Well, a little paranoia is healthy. I mean, I go dungeon diving. It's dangerous. You got to be careful, but...
Oh, yeah.
There's a difference between that and deciding that, like, every single thing is out to get you.
I mean... When you're dungeon diving, everything is out to get you, though, right?
Right, but you went dungeon diving in the first place.
You know, we don't have dungeons where I come from. I mean, not anymore. I think we used to.
That's both a bummer and seems significantly safer.
Yeah, and there's, like, less stuff up here altogether, right? So it's weird that there's still dungeons?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of tunnels under the mountains, and... A lot of things we're pretty sure just kind of live down there, and this whole own ecosystem, and there's lots of places I've certainly never been, and most people haven't, so there's lots of space for things to retreat and recuperate, regroup, reproduce.
Uh-huh.
All the reuse, really.
So, like, ecosystems. And
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of space for independent, what do you call it? That word's gone.
Have you ever wanted to go adventuring?
Dude, I'm here, ain't I?
What kind of adventuring do you want to do?
Well, I'd rather not get shot at while I'm in a boat. But apart from that, I chased a dude with a sword once. Oh, I had the sword. I don't remember what the dude had.
A gun.
A gun.
Yeah, in retrospect, that might have been ill-advised. Not supposed to bring a sword to a gunfight.
No, you're not supposed to bring a knife to a gunfight. They didn't say anything about swords.
I'm not sure a sword is better.
We won.
I'm not sure she knows what a gun is, but I don't know. What's a gun? Like, I mean, a weapon.
You know, I don't want to give you any ideas about it, because then it'll happen. Guns are like a fucking slippery slope.
Somewhere, Green across the room, Heath just sighs happily.
Across the
someone
room.
Someone got it.
Are loudly going, well, so you have an internal combustion that propels... a small object down a shaft.
Neither of the Grixes are like, shut up. Stop. There's some technology you don't want getting out of the bag.
That's fair.
Leave it there.
I'll try not to wonder about it every day for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I'm mostly kidding. But yeah, we should go adventuring sometime. It could be fun. I can show you how to actually use your sword.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the sword pretty much just cuts things you hit with it.
Oh, yeah, but it's all about the right way of cutting things. Because, like, you don't want to get stuck in the bone if you're chopping through something. And sometimes you just want to stab. And sometimes you got to, like, she grabs some fucking, like, umbrella or something that's, you know, remotely nearby and shows you about the thing where you, like, choke up on the sword if you're wearing gauntlets. So you can fight in smaller spaces. And she will talk your ear off about this for a while. You are okay with that.
Huh.
And you definitely get invited to adventuring at some point.
Yeah, there's
and
some...
just like that, a new ship was born.
Yeah, built on the back that
I know OG it's Vons real didn't... fucked. I know it's real fucked up. I'm very excited.
Sounds like you, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
But all right, so we're gonna leave that one there. Well, just because it's late.
I know, but it's funny how you said it.
Editor,
we're gonna leave that plot thread so somebody can trip right over it.
Don't get me wrong. I want to get back to it because the contrast between the Vons is super interesting, especially as relates to the kinds of things Green likes in a person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm suddenly wondering if Cool Vons actually strikes the chords Green is looking to hear.
I think that was fairly apparent.
I feel like it. I mean, he got her talking about a thing she's into.
Sure.
Swords.
But is he weird enough for her?
Yes. He's fucking still super weird, man.
And he's not from this plane of existence.
He's not from here.
Oh, so it's what like he's got an accent.
Yes.
Oh, man. Yes.
You somehow turned the Northwest accent into the sexy French accent of the set.
Yes. That.
Oh, man.
That makes me far happier than it should.
OG Vons is going to be so pissed and he won't know why.
No, he really won't. And that's another fucking incredible part of this. Anyway, please, let's continue with the party and not keep doing meta commentary on Vons' relationships.
All right. Grixen.
It's so weird. Vons' is both possessive and plural.
I know.
Grixen, as it gets late, what are you doing?
I think we're just chilling out, and we're glad that we don't have to do anything to save the party. So we're gonna monitor the situation with the potentially melting girl and see if we need to jump in again.
Okay.
We're just a little paranoid, and so we're unable to relax too much.
God, potentially melting girl sounds like a Radiohead song.
Or Massive Attack.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Grix, you observe, but there seems to be no further incidents as the fires start to burn a little bit lower as the room dims. Sure.
Also, this is very late at night. We're both probably getting real sleepy.
Yeah. And last but not least, Wealthy.
Uh-huh.
You're eventually freed of the whirl of parental dragging you to talk to every single person you feel like you've ever met in your entire life, all of whom are here somehow. And I'm going to say that you and Ellie slip outside, get some fresh air and some quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, it's really cold out here, so there are significantly fewer people, and you can just ignore the noises coming from behind one of the bushes the next yard over. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
It's fine.
Well, that was... I can see why maybe wanted you to have a little bit of backup. Are your parents always like that?
Yeah. They're a little much to handle sometimes. I'm sorry you had to go through that.
It was kind of fun. We got blasted with snow, and I got to see that one younger guy with the monocle just eat shit.
Yeah, that was kind of fun.
Hopefully he didn't scoop up any shit in the snow.
Metaphorical. Everyone's very responsible. Yeah, so this was fun.
It was.
Please don't kill May.
I'm not going to kill May. I'm going to yell at her a lot.
Well, wait, did you say May or me?
May.
May.
Yeah, what a twist.
Please don't kill me.
Magic missile Ellie. Just.
Well, I mean.
Well, I can't have you hanging around. I mean, you know.
They're made of snow. It won't last that long anyway. Yeah. Dark.
That's why. She's gonna kill me. Sorry.
It's okay.
But yeah, so I'm guessing I should probably leave you to it. It's getting late.
Yeah, I hate to wonder where you're going. You don't know either?
I mean, out into the snow, and I think I'll be okay. But I guess I'll find out.
Well, do you want me to come with you?
That'd be nice, at least for a while.
Okay.
And you guys go on a lovely starlit snow walk, you know, and have a lovely conversation together. And the credits start to roll as the camera pulls away. And that's where we'll end the Solstice episode.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
No, here's what happens. No, here's what happens. I have it. I'm so sorry. I just that was a beautiful ending. But I have to say,
I reserve CK Fiat. Please continue.
The post-credits scene is just Wealthy walking back into the party holding the scarf.
Yeah, probably. That's warm.
Oh, God.
Notably, when she put the tunic on, I believe Ellie was no longer wearing the scarf and was fine.
Really?
Probably.
Oh.
I'm going to spoil it for Wealthy. Wealthy, unless you want to kill this constructed person, which I will not stop you from doing.
Well, it's not that she killed her. It's that somehow, like, she returned to the snow and the scarf was left.
I'll leave it to you, Wealthy. Which do you want it to be? Does Ellie go her own way?
Did you kill her?
Or do you have the scarf for potential future holiday movies, I guess?
I mean, you never lose a magic item, right?
Ellie disappeared with the scarf.
Okay.
Okay, I accept.
Like faded away or like slipped away from you at one point and it's gone.
No, she just kind of, at some point in the, oh god damn it. At you some point the in the evening, as the sky was lightening in the east or the west or wherever the hell was, the sun was coming up at that point in the day, at that point in the arc's rotation, she looked at me and I looked at her and she said, well, I need to go now. And I said, yeah, I kind of figured that. And then we dropped each other's hands and I watched her walk away and she just kind of disappeared into the trees, fading away.
All right. And she gave you a little kiss on the cheek before she left.
Yeah. She gave me a little kiss on the cheek. Fine.
It was a real wet kiss. Cause she's snow.
Cold.
Warmer than you'd think, actually.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But we'll wrap it there.
Mm-hmm. Woohoo!
Yay. Good episode, Yay. Everybody.
Yeah.
Iris out on us doing Carol of the Bells with our names. Like.
Okay.
Yes.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian, who is me. Thank you, me. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
I mean, Grix could actually do that.
Adam, you've unplugged again.
God damn it.
Grix is finally invading someone else's mind. His mind invaded.
I want to know what my voice actually sounds like when it's all wrecked like this.
It's just, there's so much.
There's just a lot of hissing.
Your voice doesn't change. There's just hissing in the background.
Yeah. Oh, that's.
Yeah, it's very weird, actually.
It would be real bad to edit around. So that's the only reason I'm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah. Like, your voice doesn't change. It's just,
that I find odd in it of itself, but
yeah. I know puberty just didn't work right.
It just added static.
When they say your voice cracked, they mean your voice was crackling.
Yeah, the growing up films neglected to mention that it was more of a background sound.
Just like the low sound of a siren in the background every once in a while.
Yeah, you're gonna get hair in weird places, really, and there's gonna be like strange sounds on the track that nobody can explain.
This is the weirdest bit we've ever done.
It's certainly in the running. It doesn't like, completely.
To bring it back around, another term for static is snow girlfriend. Let's go.
Perfect. There you go.